RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we move on from the latest NCF, Mary and I are transitioning into today's personal connection, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
And whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do it with TravelGuard.com/Carrie, because bad weather, flight delays, and cancellations could be on the horizon.
They could. It's the way we travel, folks. Packing a travel guard insurance plan, it's simply a smart thing to do. It covers so many things that could impact your travels, including medical expenses and evacuations, lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, work-related cancellations. We're talking translation services they offer, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, passport or ticket replacement. You're going to have someone available to you 24/7 and a lot more. So go to TravelGuard.com/Carrie, get the coverage you should have, or check out RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right, we've talked with our next guest on the show, the editor-in-chief of Flying Magazine, multiple times over the years and discussed various aviation topics, but we asked her back today for our personal connection segment to share her own story of flying across the Atlantic as a co-pilot to a ferry pilot and how important this trip was for her. I'll leave it there as we're joined by Julie Boatman on that show hotline.
Good morning, Julie. Nice to have you back aboard with us today.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
All right, listen, after last week's show from Portugal, Mary and I headed to the airport in Lisbon. We flew on to London, and eventually we trekked our way across the pond back to JFK here in New York. I was thinking about you during the London to JFK portion of the flight, Julie, knowing you'd be on the show again with us today. I want you to talk about this because you had a much different Atlantic crossing to deliver a plane. So set the scene for everyone listening about your adventure.
Sure. So this all transpired because I sit in a very fortunate position in my role with Flying Magazine, and that is I get the opportunity to fly new aircraft routinely as part of my job. And we're always looking for different angles to take on a story. And talking over with some of the friends that I've made at an aircraft manufacturer called Dallier, which is based in France but also in the United States, and talking with them, they had proposed to me a different kind of angle to take on a story on their latest single-engine turboprop model, which at the time was the TBM-940. They've since advanced the model, but this was back in 2021 in the fall. So we were talking that through, and they proposed that I come over to France and make a delivery flight with one of their longest time and most legendary ferry pilots, Margaret Waltz. And needless to say, I jumped at the opportunity to do all of those things.
So it sounds like part of the reason you jumped at the opportunity, in addition to getting like an interesting story for the magazine, was also the type of aircraft. Talk a little bit about the aircraft itself, but also I'm curious to know, I think you started in France and you went up a northern Atlantic route. Talk a little bit about the route as well.
Sure. Yeah, so the TBM-940 is, as I said, it's a single-engine turboprop. It weighs about 7,500 pounds. For our readers, they're not necessarily technical. And it cruises up between, typically between 25,000 and 31,000 feet. So it flies not quite as high as a transport category jet that you might routinely cross on the airline. And it flies pretty fast, about 330 knots over the ground. And it has about, well, let's say about 5 hours of endurance at that speed. So it's a very capable airplane. The engine that it flies behind is a Pratt & Whitney PT6 series engine. That is extremely reliable. It's celebrating like a billion hours of time in service. So to be able to be in the front seat, and to be clear, I was in the right seat. Margaret was flying in the left
co-pilot.
As the pilot in command
right.
of the flight. We spent about 15 hours on the crossing, and that took us from Tarbes in France, in southwestern France, where the Dallier main aircraft production is based on the TBM, and took that from Tarbes up to Wick, in Scotland, so the very northernmost part at John O'Groats Airport, which I think is like one of the best names for an airport ever. Then we went over to Iceland, to Reykjavik. Mm-hmm. We spent the night. So that was day one. We spent the night, and then we got up at that time of year, you know, November, the sun doesn't rise until about 9:30 or almost 10 o'clock in the morning in Reykjavik. So we got up, you know, about 8:30 and went out to the airplane. It was very cold at that point, and took off for Iqaluit in the what was the Northwest Territory, so is now Nunavut territory, and fueled up. And then we went to Bangor in Maine and cleared customs there.
Well, and final stop.
Now let's talk about that, because I just want for folks, so as they're seeing, you know, you're dotting your way across the Atlantic, yeah, if you will, but the final stop was in Bangor, Maine, and then from there, I know you came in over Cape Cod into Boston's airspace. I say that because mm-hmm. it was a good read when I saw the article, because you clearly enjoyed the final descent. So talk about that, because ultimately you wound up in Connecticut.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, by necessity, we have to clear in Bangor to make sure that, you know, all the paperwork is proper on the airplane, and we're not bringing in too much illegal cheese or what have you. And then we came down the coast, and actually the shortest segment of the flight was from Bangor to Groton, Connecticut. But they route you out over the water, typically. And so that turned us inbound as we were coming and lining up to come into Groton. We were heading towards the sunset, and we were literally catching the last light of the day. And it had been a long day. It had been the day when I'd started in Iceland, and we were landing in Connecticut, and the sun was just making the cockpit glow. And we negotiated with Boston Center, and she showed me an emergency descent.
That's the part I wanted to say.
See, now, hang on. So as somebody who, that would freak me out because I'm not a pilot, this is something, Julie, that when I read how you wrote about this in the magazine, you lit up in your words, and you're lighting up right now in the interview. So for you, this was fabulous, right?
Right, because it's an extremely efficient way of flying, right? You know, the airplane is most efficient in cruise at higher altitude, but then, you know, you have to come down and land. And to be able, and the way that this airplane is manufactured and the way it's coupled, it is able to descend very rapidly, but very, very smoothly, very in a very stable fashion. You rarely you wouldn't necessarily do this as a matter of course, but you wanted to demonstrate, you know, the outside of the envelope.
Correct. So you got to experience the
Boston Center know that we were going to be coming down, you know, at 5,000 foot per minute over the water, and so they wouldn't be, you know.
Julie, I'm loving hearing this.
Julie.
I'm going to just tell you, we were going to connect hopefully on this for aviation. So you talk about Iceland. I was in Iceland. I did a helicopter on a Bell 407, and the pilot, mm-hmm. I had gone out to the Blue Lagoon. I was flying back into the city, and I asked the pilot, Captain Egger, who we had at the time, I said, you know, I want to really see what this machine can do. So he said, you know, you want to go rogue. I said, yeah, okay, I guess. And he literally turned the helicopter almost on a 45-degree angle to the right, turned it back to the left at a 45-degree angle. He asked me what I had for lunch, and when I asked why, he literally hit the thrusters on that helicopter, and we went flying, literally charging towards the city of Reykjavik. It's an experience I'll never forget, and it sounds like that descent that you had, you really appreciate what the aircraft can do.
Yes, exactly. This model is the type certificate was originally issued coming up. Make sure I'm doing my math okay for the listeners out there who know, about 35 years ago, it started in development, an earlier version of it. So it's a very well-proven
Well, I have the plane up here again. Again, you know, the TBM 940.
It is a beautiful aircraft.
It is. We can see that here.
It is.
Julie, it goes by quickly in the show. Folks, listen, you want more information, you want to go see the story itself, just go to Flying Magazine. You can, you know, Flying Magazine, you can check that out. Google it. You'll find it. Or just connect with Julie yourself on Twitter. It's just Julie in the Sky on Twitter. So, Julie, I really appreciate it. I'm so glad you had the experience and were able to share it with us today on the show. Have a nice weekend, okay?
You too. Always great to talk with you.
You as well. Julie, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Julie Boatman, folks. Brayton, now we need to pause for some important sponsor messages. At the bottom of the hour break, Rudy's up next with the right stuff. RJ's coming right behind him with the open road and a review of the Dodge Durango SRT Hellcat. There's still a museum gallery to go this hour as well. Stay with us, everyone.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.